You're listening to Family Talk Radio right here on KERI with Dr. Doug Cowan as he discusses issues of importance to you and your family. Stay tuned.
Well, hello and welcome to today's edition of Family Matters. Thanks for joining us. We have been talking through this week about attention deficit disorder, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, and how it affects children and teenagers and adults. Also, how yesterday we talked about how it should be diagnosed. And today we're going to talk about treatment for attention deficit disorder. Now, there are four main treatment approaches. There are some add-on treatments that can be very, very helpful, but they are not the main treatment approaches. Let's talk about the kind of add-on treatments that can be helpful, can be, really, I would recommend them, but they're not the things that really fix the problem. The first of these add-on treatments is parent education. Now, parent education is important. You ought to get involved with the local chapter of CHAD. CHAD's a support group for parents with kids with ADD. And once a month, they have speakers that come in and do really great educational programs. Bakersfield has a chapter of CHAD. Lancaster has one. I would suppose up Fresno probably has one. I don't know that for a fact, but I know we have one here in Bakersfield. And it's been going on, well, I helped to start it about 8 years ago, I guess. So it's a good group. It's a good once-a-month thing. Also, just education in terms of things like visiting my website, that's really important. I've got 100 pages of information on this subject there. It's like a book that I have free on the internet at www.newideas.net, newideas.net. Go in the ADD library section, and you can spend an hour in there, 2 hours in there, just reading information I have about attention deficit disorder. So parent education is really important. Also, some parenting classes would be good. And since I'm not doing them at this point, I used to do parenting classes, don't do them anymore. I'm just referring people to Growing Kids God's Way classes. You know, it's true, I don't agree with everything Gary Izzo says in those classes, but you know, 98% of what he says I do like, and I think it's worth getting involved with them. I've seen it help a number of families, and it could help yours or your friends. So I would recommend that pretty highly. Another kind of treatment that's not the main things, it's not something that's going to help fix the problem, but it's helpful is counseling. Now, a lot of times, doctors will refer kids for counseling as if that is the problem-solving treatment, along with perhaps medication, but it's not. It's an add-on, adjunct kind of treatment. It can be helpful for some specific issues, like teaching kids how to stop and think better or solve problems or understand what they're going through a little bit better, but counseling alone rarely is helpful, rarely is helpful. And this is from me having worked with about 1,000 kids at this point. Counseling, as a counselor, counseling alone is rarely helpful. So, you know, don't do that. I mean, one of the big four is what you need to try. So what are the big four that you could try along with counseling or along with parent education? Well, here they are. Medication, biofeedback, the over-the-counter medicines called Attend and Xtress, and diet. Those are the four. Those are the big four approaches. Now, let's talk about diet first. There are many people that are really into using diet as a treatment for attention deficit disorder. I'm in there with one foot, not with both feet. Because what I've seen personally is about 1 out of 5 kids respond very well to a change in their diet, to eating certain foods and eliminating other foods from their diet, such as milk products. And I know people say, well, they got to have milk. Well, no, they don't. Don't have to have milk. And you can go 2 weeks without drinking milk, And if at the end of that two-week period of time you notice that there's a lot less temper than there used to be, then give the milk back to the child for the next 4 days, all the milk he can drink. See if that temper comes back. That's what I see a lot. And if that's the case, then your child shouldn't be drinking milk. You need to get calcium and protein from some other source, which is doable. So kids don't need milk that much. And what is it? The AMA says now about 30% of all kids are allergic to milk. About 1 out of 3 kids are allergic to milk. So anyway, a change in diet seems to help about 20% of the kids that I've seen. And sometimes remarkably, you just can't even believe it, that the change that occurs by eliminating sodas or dairy products or something, their food colorings, it's really something. But for about 4 out of 5 kids, it's not the answer to the problem. Now, I have corresponded a number of times with people from the Feingold Institute, and Feingold was a doctor who said that there are certain chemicals and certain foods that cause a problem, and they are just convinced that about 8 out of 10 kids will be helped by doing the Feingold diet. I'm not convinced yet, but I am convinced that there are a number of kids that diet will help. And so it is one thing that every one of you who has a child, particularly the kids that are impulsive or hyperactive or have temper problems, particularly those kids, you need to look into the whole issue of diet. Now, I have an autoresponder set up with my diet information on it. If you want that information, you go to my website, you click on a little button that says Diet Autoresponder, and you have the information back in your email box in about 1 minute. So that's how you get that. Again, my website's at www.newideas.net. The next thing that you try, if you're one of the 4 out of 5 that diet doesn't work for, well, you have 3 choices then: medications, biofeedback, or the Attend. Now, what Attend is, it's a product that is an over-the-counter medicine. I helped the company in developing this product. The company's called Voxa. They're down in San Diego. What I did was, the guy who owns the company is a brilliant neuropsychologist, Dr. Gregory Young, really, really smart. And so we debated back and forth whether his products even worked or not, because I said they didn't, or they wouldn't, and he said they do, and they will. And so he sent me a case of the product that was already commercially available, and I gave it to a bunch of my kids, you know, family, say, hey, you want to try this, try that. All I'm asking is you let me pre-test you and then post-test you on my computer program. And so that's what we did, and we found that about 60% of the kids really did respond to this product. So I helped then to give feedback to Dr. Young on what other things they might try, and got to the point where 70%, 7 out of 10 of the kids that we tested, this was about 55 kids, 7 out of 10 of them responded significantly, I mean, as if they were taking medication, to taking this Attend product. Now, it's not as good as, say, Ritalin, where 8 out of 10 kids may respond significantly as measured by a computer test, not just by parent reports, but, I mean, actually the computer. About 7 out of 10 with Attend got better, and that's really, I mean, that's good. I was really happy with that. So it's the new Attend formula that's out there. It's not my product. It's owned by Voxa, I'm fortunate to have been a part of the team that helped with that. So I like it. I think it's worth trying. The company does offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. I don't offer that, I mean, for counseling services or biofeedback or anything. But the Attend, if it doesn't work, you get your money back. Send the bottles back, get your money back. And it costs about $40 to $50 a month. If you have a hyperactive kid or a temper problem kid, really helpful is a product they have called X-Stress. Really helpful. So that makes your cost about $60 a month, maybe $70 a month. Well, I'm $88 a session to come in and see me for, you know, one session. So for that amount of money, you could get a month or 6 weeks worth of this product, and you'd know whether it's going to work or not. And if it didn't work, you could send the bottles back and get your money back. And so at the end of the show, I will tell you how you can get that product. Just have a pencil ready, and I'll tell you how you can call Voxa down there to order those products. They're worth trying. I would try them next. If diet didn't work, I would try the Attend and the X-Stress. Now then, if that doesn't work, then the next two choices are medication and biofeedback. Now, we're going to talk about, we're going to make this the Thursday show because I'm running out of time, right? So you're listening to this on Thursday now, not Friday. And tomorrow I'm going to talk about medications and biofeedback as treatment options for this because I'm pretty much out of time here. So hang on. I'm going to give you the information on how to call for Attend or X-Stress if you want to go that route, and then be sure to stay tuned for tomorrow's show. I'll be right back after this. If you're interested in ordering the Voxa products, you can do so from my website at newideas.net, or you can call Voxa directly. They're in Florida at 1-800-248-8292. That's 248-8292. And you can order the Attend and the X-Stress products, which I recommend. You can order those directly from them. Again, newideas.net, ADD101.com, or Voxa at 1-800-248-8292. And we'll be back tomorrow with more Family Matters. Until then, God bless you.